just the way we like it as well. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Bugle at Night here on Angel Radio. Started off with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, of course, and Moonlight Serenade. So welcome to the program. All the usual things in all the usual places. So welcome to a very laid-back couple of hours.
I let a song go out of my heart. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven 'cause you were the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong. Am I too late to make amends? You know that we were meant to be more than just friends, just friends. I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Am I too late to make amends? You know that friends, I let a song go out of my heart. Believe me, darling, when I say I won't know sweet music until you return someday. Till you return someday. Till you return someday.
Beautiful dulcet tones of Koji Grant there, and she was singing a song called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, and the orchestra there conducted by Buddy Bregman. So how's your week been since I was with you last? Well, family have arrived for me from the UK. I met up with them yesterday evening. We had dinner down in Manhattan, which was a lot of fun, and they're going to come up and spend the next few days with us from tomorrow, so they'll be here through the weekend, which will be fun. And they had a good trip around Manhattan on Sunday and Monday. I think they're looking forward to a rest now. Apart from that, not a lot else been happening in the Beagley household. I've been watching a bit of the Olympics, and I've got to admit, I've actually quite enjoyed what I've seen so far. And the swimming, particularly with little old Léon Marchand, who did incredibly well there, and of course the gymnastics and stuff. But I've been watching a lot of the badminton, which is truly the only game that I actually know how to play. I played it from a very young age and was still actually playing it up until a few years ago, believe it or not. And it's one of the few games where I actually know the rules and know how to play it and all the nuances of it. Not a great badminton player myself, to be absolutely honest with you, but you know, I could sort of like give somebody a go if they needed it. But it's very interesting how much the game has changed since it was first taught to me back when I was a tenderhair young child of about 14 years old. Actually, even younger than that. I think I started playing badminton when I was 10, and the game has changed completely. But been a lot of fun watching the Olympics, which is nice, and of course listening to Angel Radio, which is even better. We've got Bing Crosby coming up very shortly, but to fill in the gap between that, here's this.
La chapelle au clair de lune, où j'ai tant rêvé de vous, a tant dans leur fortune de nos rendez-vous. Garde nos amours en close et je reviens tendrement. Prête-le parmi les roses inlassablement. Quand les fleurs seront fanées et quand l'orgue sera sourd, la chapelle abandonnée, moi je reviendrai toujours. La chapelle au clair de lune, espérant votre retour, verra-t-elle en la nuit brune bénir notre amour. L'amour vint émouvoir nos cœurs pleins d'espoir devant la chapelle beau soir. Nous avons prononcé, tous deux enlacés, des serments jamais effacés. La chapelle au clair de lune, où j'ai tant rêvé de vous, attendant l'heure opportune de nos rendez-vous. Garde nos amours en close et je reviens tendrement près d'elle parmi les roses inlassablement. Quand les fleurs seront fanées et quand l'orgue sera sourd, la chapelle abandonnée, moi je reviendrai.
From Urn Mill 1937, which is 1937 to you and me. That was rather nice, wasn't it? That was Léo Mangin with his orchestra and La Chapelle au Clair de Lune. All right, I mentioned earlier on about Bing Crosby, did I not? I did. So, here he is. Bing, sing.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, I know it's over and yeah, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the where you looked when we met. Easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, not always loving. I know it's over, and yet easy to remember, oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, though it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget.
Watermelon weather, that summer kind of weather, when people get together and sing.
It's the time of year the stars seem to dance with laughter,
and the moon so big and red it can hardly climb, bright as a dime.
So why don't you meander to your best girl's veranda and sort of kind of hand her the ring?
Yes, it's the sweetheart kissing season, and all the world's in rhyme.
When it's watermelon, sweet love telling time.
And the moon so big and ripe it can hardly climb, bright as a dime.
So why don't you meander to your best girl's veranda and sort of kind of hand her the ring?
Yes, it's the sweetheart kissing season, and all the world's in rhyme.
When it's watermelon, sweet love telling time. Telling time, love telling time.
Snoqualmie Jojo, a chief from the big snow, loved a maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know? He said, Skookum, I'll catch ye, take yous down to Wenatchee with a bundle of scratches, buy you a wedding bow. He promised jive and lie to pitch a wigwam there. She dug, but she preferred some square from Delaware. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow, just a guy that's gone loco, Snoqualmie Joe.
Snoqualmie Jojo.
Snoqualmie Joe.
A chief from the big snow.
Doot, doot, doot. Love the maiden named Moonglow. And what do you know?
He said, honey, I'll catch
you. Chief, he said he gonna catch
you. Take you down to Wenatchee.
Doot, doot, doot. With a bundle of scratchy. Buy you a wedding ball.
He told her, jiving like, that she was sharp and cute. She dug, but she preferred an old beat-up Paiute. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow. Just guy that's gone loco. Poor Snoqualmie Joe.
Snoqualmie Joe, Joe.
A chief from the big snow.
A chief from the big snow.
Loved a maiden named Moonglow.
A chief from the big snow.
Now the guy has gone loco.
The moon and the glow got Snoqualmie Joe.
Stuff. Snoqualmie Jojo there with Bing Crosby singing with the Music Maids. And before that we had Watermelon Weather, and I think he was singing there with Peggy Lee. I'm not totally sure, but it certainly sounded like her. And the first one was, well, it's easy to remember, and there he was singing with the Rhythmettes. And we'll have some more from Bing around about the same time next week. Right now it's time to go over to Holger's house. Holger lives in Germany, and each week he sends me a tune that he thinks that you and I will enjoy. And this week I think he has excelled himself.
Du, du liegst mir im Herzen, du, du liegst mir im Sinn, du, du machst mir viel Schmerzen, weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. Du, 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 du weißt nicht, wie gut ich dir bin. So, so, wie ich dich liebe, so, so, liebe auch mich. Die, die zärtlichsten Triebe fühl ich allein nur für dich. Ja, 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 fühl ich allein nur für dich. Doch, doch, darf ich dir trauen, dir, dir, mit leichtem Sinn. Du, du, darfst auf mich bauen, weißt ja, wie gut ich dir bin. Ja, 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 weißt ja, wie gut ich dir bin. Und, wenn in der Ferne dir mein Bild erscheint, dann wünsch dich so gerne, dass uns die Liebe vereint. Ja, 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 dass uns die Liebe vereint.
Even though I've heard it, I'm not sure I can totally pronounce it. Du liegst mir im Herzen. And that, of course, was the great Marlene Dietrich from 1951. And Holger also sent an English version of that as well, which I'll play a little bit later on. But Holger, he's confessed, actually, that he's already in bed by the time I play this part of the program, because, like Paris, is an hour ahead of the UK, which makes him 6 hours ahead of me. So I think probably well-deserved, Holger, but hopefully you're listening in bed. And thank you so much. It's going to go into my file of stuff that I have to play again. I'm sort of planning to do a whole program of German music just to please Holger at some point. I might even try and present it completely in German. Now that really would be a giggle. Holger, thank you so much, and a very good morning to you.
Angel Radio, part of the family.
Again, you must leave.
singers Nana Mouskouri and the White Rose of Athens, actually recorded in 1969. We can just creep it in, which is great. And again, my thanks to Holger for the songs that he sent this morning. Shall we hear the song that he sent in English just for the fun of it?
You are my true love. You are the one. There'll be no one but you, love, nobody under the sun. I've wandered alone, I've never known one loving glance, until the day you came my way, bringing the thrill of a lovely romance. Love, love, love me forever, you are the one. Spend our life together, sharing the rain and the sun. Just one look at you, and then I knew we'd never part. There'll never be two loves for me. You are the one love that lives in my heart.
Version that was from 1949, Russ Morgan and the Skylarks with You Are the One. And before that, we heard Marlene Dietrich sing it from 1951, Du erlingst mir im Herz.
Hear my song. Violetta, hear my song beneath the moon. Come to me in my gondola. in my song, in my gondola, waiting on the old lagoon.
The moon on an old lagoon, a mandolin fox is playing, and
Ziegler and Webster Booth, and Hear My Song, Violetta, from 1949. Are you listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB, here on Angel Radio, taking it very, very easy over the next hour and a half, as we like to do here each and every week. We have sort of a rough idea of what we're going to do, but until we actually get on air, we never really know exactly how it's all going to come out. But it doesn't really matter, because it's me and it's you. It's just couple of us, and we just go along with the flow, right? That's the way to do it. Time now for Beagle is Big 3, and this week it actually has been chosen by me. I know. Quel courage, mon brave. Here we go.
The other day I took a ride, but not in a machine. It was a buggy ride with my sweetie by my side. Now making love, going 50 miles an hour, don't compare with the one horsepower. Many cars I've tried, but give me a buggy ride. Thanks for the buggy ride, thanks for the buggy ride. I had a wonderful time. No smell of gasoline, just an old-fashioned team. It was a wonderful treat to hear the patter of horses' feet. My bones were nearly broke, I took it as a joke. It was all new to me, 'cause I was used to riding in a big limousine. But buggy riding, loving, sure beats any machine. Now, although I lost my pride, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time. Now since I took that buggy ride, that's all I want to do. No more machines for me, taking chances, hitting a tree. Let me give you some sensible advice. A buggy ride is awfully nice, though it's not in the style. The ride sure is worthwhile. Thanks for the buggy ride, thanks for the buggy ride. I had a wonderful time. I like to smell the hay and watch the chickens play. I crave the colorful scene where pigs are gambling on the green. He set an awful pace, he couldn't win the race from an old-fashioned snail. I never knew a horse could see so good in the dark. He must have found 100 different places to park. By gosh darn his pesky hide, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time. Thanks for the buggy ride, thanks for the buggy ride. I had a wonderful time. No smell of gasoline, just an old-fashioned team. It was a wonderful treat to hear the patter of horses' feet. My bones were nearly broke, I took it as a joke. It was all new to me. These fellas with their motorcycles hand me a laugh. The girlie in the tub looks like she's taking a bath. Still, I'm more than satisfied. Thanks for the buggy ride. I had a wonderful time. Wait for the wagon. Wait for the wagon. Wait for the wagon. We'll all take a ride. Nowadays, we often gaze on women over 50 without the slightest trace of wrinkles on their face. Doctors go and take their dough to make them young and nifty, but doctors I defy to tell me just why. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Prohibition worries us, but prunes don't sit and brood. For no matter how young a prune may be, it's always getting stewed. In the kingdom of the fruits, the prune is snubbed by others, and they are not allowed to mingle with the crowd. Though they're never on display with all their highbrow brothers, they never seem to mind. To this fact they're resigned, that no matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. Beauty treatments always fail, they've tried all to no avail. Other fruits are envious, because they know real well that no matter how young a prune may be, hot water makes them swell. Baby prunes look like they're dead, but not wrinkled quite as bad. Every day in every way, the world is getting better. We've even learned to fly as days go passing by. But what about the poor old prune? His life is only wetter. No wonder he can't grin in the awful stew he's in. No matter how young a prune may be, it's always full of wrinkles. We may get them on our face, prunes get them every place. Nothing ever worries them, their life's an open book. But no matter how young a prune may be, it has a worried look. Prunes act very kind, they say, when sickly people moan. But no matter how young a prune may be, it has a heart of stone. A girl called Oba Jingo, dia-dia-dia-da-da-dia-da-dia. From the fields and from the marshes came the old and the young by gushes, dia-dia-dia-da-da-dia-da-dia. They all spoke with a different lingo, but they all loved Oba Jingo, and every night they sang in the pale moonlight, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by job. Oh, by jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have
said bye, guys, bye, gee. Bye, Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, bye, gee, bye, guys, bye, gum, bye, jump, bye, jingle. Bye, gee, you're the only girl for me. Oh, by Jingo had a lover. He was always undercover. Di-ah-di-ah-di-ah-da-da-dum-dum. Every night she used to meet him. Oh, how nice she used to treat him. Di-ah-di-ah-di-ah-da-da-dum-dum. They eloped, but they both were collared. And the gang stood there and hollered, don't raise a fuss. You've got to take one of us. Oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by job. Oh, by jingo, won't you hear our love? We will build for you a hut. You will be our favorite nut. We'll have a lot of love, by golly, then we'll put them all in the potty. By jingo, said by gosh, by gee. By Jiminy, please don't bother me. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jump, by jingle, by gee, you're the only girl for me. By jingle said, now, boys, don't rave. I've put four husbands in their grave. So they all went away singing, oh, by gee, by gosh, by gum, by jump, by jingle, by gee, you're the only girl for me.
Three great songs there from Frank Crummett. We started off with Thanks for the Buggy Ride, and then we had the wonderful Prune song, which I just think is one of the best songs ever. And then we had Oh by Jingo, Oh by G, You're the Only Girl for Me. I hope you enjoyed those three songs, and if you would like to be the purveyor of Beagle's Big Three next week, if you want, then all you've got to do is get in touch with me, royatangelradio.uk, and let me know the artist and the songs that you want. And if you don't know the songs, I'm very happy to choose them for you. And we'll put them into the programme. And I do hope you enjoyed those three songs from the great Frank. Now it's time to take a look at some of the things that happened this week back then. And on this very day in 1947, Tor Heyerdahl's balsa wood raft, the Contiki, smashed into a reef in the Tuamotu Islands after a 101-day, 7,000-kilometre journey across the Pacific Ocean, just to prove that prehistoric people could have travelled from South America. And why not? And this week back then, yesterday, 2 days after the UK had declared war on Germany over the German invasion of Belgium, 10 German U-boats left their base in Heligoland to attack Royal Navy warships in the North Sea. And this week back then in 1821, to be precise, the Saturday Evening Post was published for the first time as a weekly newspaper. And this week back then, way back to be precise, in 654, Pope Eugene I was elected to succeed Martinus I. And there was a crowning this week back then, indeed in 1902, Edward VII and Alexandra of Denmark are crowned King and Queen of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland. Now, something interesting happened in 1965. Singapore was expelled from Malaysia, and Singapore became the only country to date to gain independence unwillingly. And talking of being crowned, another crowning occurred this week back then in 1100, when Henry I was crowned King of England in Westminster Abbey. Okay, that's quite enough of that, thank you. Let's see, people having birthdays this week. Well, Peter Verrick, the American poet and academic, he was born this week back then in 1916. Neil Armstrong also had a birthday this week. He was born in 1930. Irish radio and television host Gabe Byrne, he was so good. He was born this week back then in 1934. American actress Lonnie Anderson has a birthday this week. She was born in 1945. And Angry Anderson, you know, the Australian singer and actor. Happy birthday, Angry. Was born in 1947. Louis Walsh, the Irish talent manager, was born in 1952. And we also say happy birthday to actress Janet McTeer, born in 1961. I think it can probably be fair to say that this week probably saw more deaths in war than at any other time.
A short time ago, an American airplane dropped one bomb on Hiroshima and destroyed its usefulness to the enemy. That bomb has more power than 20,000 tons of TNT. The Japanese began the war from the air at Pearl Harbor. They have been repaid many fold, and the end is not yet.
That was President Harry Truman announcing the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima on August the 6th, 1945. And a few years later, on August the 7th, 1998...
At 10:45 a.m., a bomb explosion took place at the United States Embassy at the junction of Moy Avenue and Haile Selassie, killing at least 257 people and injuring close to 5,000. Apart from the Norfolk bomb blast that killed 18 people and injured 85 others, never before had we seen an explosion of this magnitude. Blood splattered on the streets, the sheer traumatization, cars mangled by the sheer force of the blast, windows shattered and dotted with blood, and the surprising thing that caused even skeptics to praise us, the spirit of togetherness and a willingness to survive.
A report there from Kenyan Television News. And finally, as far as the news is concerned, well, there was quite an important resignation this week back then.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. America needs a full-time president and a full-time Congress, particularly at this time with problems we face at home and abroad. To continue to fight through the months ahead for my personal vindication would almost totally absorb the time and attention of both the President and the Congress in a period when our entire focus should be on the great issues of peace abroad and prosperity without inflation at home. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows.
Number one this week back then in 1953.
I believe that somewhere in the darkest night,
Frankie Lane,
a candle glows. I believe for everyone that goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe.
Now, if you were lucky enough to be able to receive BBC Two on the 7th of August, 1969, some of us still couldn't, you know. Well, at 7:30 in the evening, there was the news with John Simpson and Peter Woods reporting. At 8 o'clock, it was Call My Bluff with a duel of words between Milton Shulman, who was the team captain, and on his team was John Pertwee and Paul Jennings. And on the other side, team captain Helen Cherry was with Lady Shrewsbury and Belinda Carroll. Robert Robertson was, of course, the referee. At 8:30, Johnny Morris was out with his animals. He started out in Singapore and went through Malaya to northern Thailand. At 8:55, And Another Thing with Robert Erskine. And this week he was in The Hubs of Two Worlds, where he shows a Chinese bowl illustrating life in Canton in the 18th century. At 9:05, British films of the 50s, Pacific Dynasty, starred Denham Elliott, Susan Stephen, Michael Horton, Gordon Jackson, and Enya D. Wa'ata. At 20 to 11, there was the news and the weather, and at a quarter to 11, late night lineup, the end of the programming for the day, and it featured Michael Dean, Joan Bakewell, Tony Bilbo, Sheridan Morley, and of course their guests. Some of the things that was happening this week back then. An instrumental version of the Teddy Bears Picnic, Rudy Starita and his xylophone and orchestra. And I played that. If you are on Facebook and you are a member of the Friends of Angel Radio, then you know is exactly the reason why I played that. We've been singing it online for the past couple of days. Total crazy, don't worry about it. But I thought anybody listening might want to sing along to it. Indeed did I. Christine, that one was for you. And if you're not on Friends page here on Angel Radio, but do have access to Facebook, do just search us out, Friends of Angel Radio, and come along and join us. The more, the merrier. I think there's about 860 of us around at the moment. We're a very happy band of people.
Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa. She's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowds, follow the men. Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance. The clams are even jumping and climbing through the sand. When they watch Sister thumping, they think it's the promised land. Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa. She's shimmying on the beach again.
Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa. She's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowds, follow the men. Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance.
The fish are all complaining. They're headed for the shore. Since Sister started dancing, they don't want to be fish no more.
Hey, Ma, Ma, Ma. Hey, Pa, Pa, Pa.
paw, paw, paw. She's shimmying on the beach again. Follow the crowds, follow the men. Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, paw, paw, paw. Sister's doing her shimmy dance. The rest of the girls ain't got a chance. An oyster told a codfish as they enjoyed the view. I've never seen such dancing. Just call me Oyster Stew. Hey, ma, ma, ma. Hey, pa, pa, pa. She's shimmying on the beach again.
The jellyfish's union said we are now content.
Since we've seen Sister shaking, we know where Jelly went.
Hey, ma, ma, ma.
Hey, pa,
pa, pa.
She's shimmying on the beach again.
Up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play, or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in and too much in love. Look at me.
Oh, beautiful, wonderful Misty. From Johnny Mathis, 1959, if memory serves me correctly. Before that, from 9 years earlier, 1950, She's Shimmying on the Beach Again. And that was Johnny Mercer with the Skylarks, Ben Pollock and his Pick-A-Rib Boys. And they really were rather good as well, the Pick-A-Rib Boys. There is something I could say now, but I am not going to say it.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A. wonderful age of radio.
Yes, indeed. You can find us on FM in the Portsmouth area and Havant area and all the other muths in that area as well, if you look carefully enough. You can also find us on DAB throughout bits of the country and around the world on the internet. And for details of current DAB and internet listening, go to the website, angelradio.co.uk. And now it's time for a little bit of posh, and this week we are indeed going terribly posh. Sir Laurence Olivier, no less, with a bit from Hamlet.
How long hast thou been gravemaker?
Of all the days in the year, I came to it that day that our last King Hamlet all came fought in brass.
How long is that since?
Cannot you tell that? Every fool can tell that. It was the very day that young Hamlet was born. He that is mad and sent into England.
Aye, mad. Why was he sent into England?
Why? Because he was mad. He shall recover his wits there. Or if he do not, tis no great matter there.
Why?
Shall not be seen in him there. There the men are as mad as he.
How came he mad?
Very strangely, they say.
How strangely?
Faith, e'en by losing his wits.
Upon what ground?
Why, here in Denmark.
How long will a man lie in the earth ere he rot?
In faith, if he be not rotten before he die, he will last some 8 year, 9 year. A tanner will last you 9 year.
Why he more than another?
Why, sir? His hide is so tanned with his trade, it will keep out water a great while. And your water's a sore decay of your horse and dead body. Here's the skull now. This skull hath lain in the earth 23 year.
Whose was it?
Horse and mad fellas it was. Who do you think it was?
I know not.
A pestilence on him for our mad rogue. He poured a flagon of Rhenish on me head once. This same skull, sir, was Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
In that.
Let me see. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. But now, how abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rises it. Here hung those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft. Where be your jibes now? Your songs, your gambols, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar. Not one now to mock your own grinning. Quite chop-fallen. Now get you to my lady's chamber. Tell her, let her paint 1 inch thick. To this favor she must come. Make her laugh at that.
Dreaming
such wonderful dreams. Until the day that you happened my way, life was so empty it seems. You started me dreaming, wondering if dreams do come true. You put a thrill in a heart that was still the first thrill that I ever knew. Days were so lonely and friendless, each day for me was the same. Nights were so long and so endless, until the moment you came. You started me dreaming, dreaming of heaven for two. You were the start of the dream in my heart. Now I can't stop dreaming of you.
Singing along with You Started Me Dreaming, and before that, a little bit of Posh from Hamlet. Alas, poor Yorick. Laurence Olivier, definitely, and I think the other person was Stanley Holloway. I'm not totally sure, it's not listed anywhere on the information that I have, but it certainly sounded like Stanley Holloway, and that's who I'm going with. We'll have some more Posh around about the same time next week. We might have some more Billy Cotton before the end of the programme. Who knows? Who can say? Coming up very shortly will be Day at Night. But before all of that...
Thank you.
Of course, with Dorothy Clare and the Modernaires, and that was Perfidia from 1941. All right, time now for Doris Day. This is quite simple, really. It was an excitement invented many moons ago when the Stuarts were still ruling Scotland and the Mayflower hadn't quite tipped up on Massachusetts shores, but it was invented by Brad Klemper, who is out currently in Canada, I think, in his mountains. And I had intended to go out and join him this year, and I know that sounds crazy, me in the mountains, but I had family coming, as you know. They're here already now, and I wasn't quite sure exactly when they were coming, so couldn't do it this week, but we'll definitely do it next year, Brad, that I promise. And it was funny, because I haven't heard from Brad for ages, and I usually hear from him quite often, but I haven't heard from him for ages, and all of a sudden I thought, obviously he doesn't love me anymore, and then there he is, sending me pictures of his beautiful mountains again. Again, thank you for that, Brad. So I dedicate this week's Day at Night to you.
What was that for?
That's for nothing. Absolutely, positively, and humiliatingly nothing. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon.
Another season. Another reason for making
whoopee.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rides. The groom is nervous. He answers twice.
It's really killing that he's so willing.
Whoopee.
Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling.
And picture the same sweet loveliness what a year can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making
whoopee.
Another year, or maybe less.
What's this I hear?
Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee.
Shot with my own words.
She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone. He doesn't write.
I was busy.
He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee.
I have to work, don't I?
That's work.
He doesn't make much money. Only 5,000 per.
Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay six to her.
And then I say, judge, suppose I fail.
The judge says, fudge, right into jail. You better keep her.
I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Come in.
Aren't you folks going to have supper?
We're making
in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why, oh why do I Because my love is near.
Well, really nice there. Two great songs from Doris Day. I Love Paris and Time to Say Goodnight. And before that, actually from the film, we had I'll See You in My Dreams, Doris Day and Danny Thomas. And I played that one because I know that that's the one that Brad likes the most. So I do hope you enjoyed all of those, Brad. And we'll have some more from Doris Day around about the same time next week. And Brad, I'll be emailing you shortly.
If there are soft lights and sweet music playing, I'll be around with a girl by my side. Beneath the soft lights we'll be gently swaying, and while the music is love, sweet and low, I'm talking love. When there are soft lights and sweet music playing, I feel romantic and hold her so tight, so she can hear every word I am saying. And when I whisper to her soft and low, I'm talking love. So find a place where the soft lights are burning, and where the music is low, sweet and low. If all at once your whole world has stopped turning, you're in the clouds. In love. You're talking love. Thank you.
fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Pardon, so I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul.
Here's Orchestra with Paula Kelly on the vocals from 1938 with a Hoagy Carmyle Frank Lesser song called Heart and Soul. And before that, Talking Love, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed
with happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while. Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future.
Now, comedy will be following a pretty repeatment, in fact, after this next song.
Hush-a-bye. Rock-a-bye, listen to my lullaby in blue. Blue-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo-loo. How I love my pretty baby, sweet and precious pretty baby. How I love my pretty baby, honest to goodness I do. See here, Sandman's a-comin', and he'll be here mighty, mighty soon. And if you don't cry, he'll be droppin' by with the great big lollipop moon. Dream,
how I
dream,
love my pretty baby.
Be an angel, dream.
Sweet and precious, pretty
dream,
baby.
Be a darling,
how I love my pretty baby.
My pretty baby, honest to goodness I do. Honest to goodness I do. Blue, blue, blue.
How I love my pretty baby, sweet and precious pretty baby. How I love my pretty baby, honest to goodness I do. See here, Sandman's a-comin', and he'll be here mighty, mighty soon. And if you don't cry, he'll be dropping by with the great big lollipop moon. Dream.
pretty baby.
Your darling,
how I love my pretty baby.
My pretty baby,
honest to goodness I do. Honest to goodness I do.
Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds there with Lullaby in Blue. Repeat Mont. Yes, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just sitting here in a darkened studio. I am enjoying myself immensely, and you just sometimes you relax too much and just forget what you're saying. That is something we used to say. You may remember many, many moons ago when the British first started going abroad as, you know, the start of what they would start doing every year thereafter. Couldn't speak any of the foreign languages, French or Spanish. And it was quite simple. With Spanish, you just added O to the end of everything that you send. And if you were going to France, then you added Mont to whatever it was you're saying. Repeat Mont. And... And for some reason, it's one of those things that's always stuck with me. I don't quite know what it is. Of course, none of it actually makes any sense, which and my French has improved a little bit, but not to that extent, I don't think. But there you go. That's where that came from anyway. Just had to explain it. All right, I think we are now definitely in the realm, even of comedy mont.
Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
As Advertised on the Telly.
Hey, Susan, when the water boils, do I take the pot to the kettle or the kettle to the pot?
The first thing you do is put the tea leaves in.
Flipping heck, I forgot. Hey... We're alone.
I had noticed, Alfie. Now, you keep your eye on that kettle while I finish the washing up.
You know, I think this is the first time we've been alone in this house since your mum went to visit your auntie. Yeah, I like being alone. No, not alone, alone. I mean, alone together with you.
Yes, very interesting. Now, let me get my work finished or we'll miss the start of that picture.
If I can get seats in the back row, we'll miss the finish and all.
All right, Alfie, that'll do. There's no need to... Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Susan?
My apron's come loose. Tie it up for me, Alfie. My hands are wet.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The cord goes right round me and ties at the front.
That's nice. Means I've got to put my arms right round you like this.
Alfie, hurry up and tie it.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'd sooner stop as I am.
Alfie, stop it, will you? Stop it!
Hello, hello, hello. Watch it again, I'll What's up with the snogging room? Won't me grandad let you light a fire?
You can cut it out.
Alfie, is that the kettle boiling or is it you?
I'll just brew your granddad's tea.
And I'll leave these pots to drain off.
I'll wipe them if you like. I'm doing wiping cheap this week. Threaten's off.
You leave those things alone. Alfie, bring the tea things in the living room while I get ready.
Yeah, right, yeah, Susan. I'll just pop them on this tray.
Hey, Alfie, I don't think I've ever tasted tea that you've made. Is it as bad as our Susan's?
No, it isn't. Yes, it is. It's good, I mean. Stop saying rude things about her. You'll be wearing that teapot for a cap.
Hello, Grandad. Where have you been?
Oh, next door at Florrie Butterworth's. And was I glad to get out? She's never stopped talking since I went round there. All about shopping early for Christmas. I know what I'd buy her if I'd live with her.
What's that?
A muzzle.
Florrie Butterworth wouldn't like to hear that. And I won't tell her for a tanner.
Well, that'll do, Jimmy. Ah, good, Alfie. I see you brought my tea in.
Yes, Mrs. Sinclair. Will you pour it or shall I be your wife? No, that's not right. I mean, would you like me to be your mother? Not you, I mean, just mother.
Come on, Alfie, we must go and get that bus. I hate going in when it's dark.
Right, yeah, Susan. Cheerio, Mr. Sinclair, Jimmy.
Ta-ra, funny fella. Give my regards to your brother.
What brother?
Bugs Bunny.
Shut up. All right, all right. That'll do. Help me to tidy this room up. We've got a visitor calling in a minute. He's coming round from Florrie's next door. He's staying with her. You remember that TV producer, Nigel Plunkett-Smythe?
Not the one who got me in the soap adverts. Not dear old Nigel Suck It Twice. Why is he coming round?
I don't know. He was on the phone when I was round there.
Well, I'd love to get on another commercial.
That'll be him now. Go and answer the door, and I'll pour him a cup of tea.
Right, Grandad. I must try some new ideas out on him after I've buttered him up a bit.
Well, if it isn't James Clitheroe, famous star of the soap ads, eh? Mm. We meet again, old son.
Oh, yes, old bean.
Jimmy, bring him in here.
Yes, Grandad. After you, sir. Mr. Sinclair can see you now. We've just sobered him up. That's one of my new jokes for you.
You could have fooled me. Ah, hello, Mr. Sinclair. Sorry I was in the blur when you called next door.
Oh, that's all right. Sit you down. If you don't mind weak tea, you're welcome to a cup.
Well, thanks, I wouldn't mind. And how is the talented Master James these days?
Oh, I be all there with my startling peas.
Here we go. More of your famous impressions.
Yeah, these are special ones for adverts. Johnny and I came up with a simply fabulous idea in the kitchen the other day. Why not give your guests a centipede sandwich?
Centipede? That thing with 100 legs?
That's right. It's all feet. A real treat.
No, that'll do, Jimmy. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, whose tea is this?
It's yours if you pay a tanner for it.
It's a new brand, Indian, I think. We've got a free sample.
Oh, that's it. It's Taj Mahal Super Blended Indian Tea.
Aye, that's it.
Yes, they're really pushing this now. Actually, I'm about to make a commercial advert for this tea on the old telly, you know?
Oh, that's easy. How about this? Handpicked from the tea plantations of the mystic plains of the Orient. It is looking good, it is tasting good, and by golly, it is putting hairs on your chest.
Now, Jimmy, just you behave yourself. He doesn't want to know about your daft ideas.
No, actually, we've got one of our own. You see, twins always go down well in adverts, but they're usually young girls. Now, we felt that to advertise tea, it should be someone much older, two old ladies, sharing the twilight of their lives with a cup of Taj Mahal tea. This is where I need your help.
Well, I'll do my best with me mum's skirt and blouse on. Grandad, you should pass for an old lady in your kilt. If you give your legs a shave.
I shan't tell you again. No. How can we help you, Mr.?
Well, Florrie tells me you know two old ladies who are twins. They're called Whiteside, I believe.
Oh, yes, we know them well.
And is it true what I'm told, that they are virtually identical?
Oh, yes, and they look alike as well. In fact, you can't tell them apart until they speak. Oh, I'll never forget the first time I met them. You see, I took some groceries round as a Christmas present, and I went with Daft Alfie.
Oh, yes, I remember him. Is he still wanting to marry your sister?
Yeah, I said he was daft. Well, I'd only met Miss Martha. She's the nice twin. And we didn't realise that Matilda, she's the baddie who looks just like Martha, we didn't realise she was upstairs. Martha was going an errand next door, but she told us to come in and put the kettle on so we could...
The scene takes place at a cocktail party. Is this not a smashing cocktail party? I am so fond for cocktail party. I think it's so nice to say hello and goodbye quick. And to have little things for eating is so gay. Yes, we are here with my husband. My husband is having business associate here in London. So we are coming to London. Oh, we are coming to Amsterdam, Oslo, New York, Paris, all over. And everywhere there is a cocktail party. Most kind. You are doing Mrs. Hetting. She is a tall, thin English lady, and when I am here 2 years ago, Mrs. Hetting is most kind for me. We are making a sightsee for London. Oh, well, we are seeing Piccadilly Circus, and we are going to the Tate Gallery for some artworks, and then we see the Ideal Homes exhibition. Mrs. Hetting is good for cooking. I am bringing her a gift horse from my country. It's a triple chopper. A triple chopper? Chipper chopper. It's like a little gadget knife for cutting up celery. I think she will find him most useless. Hello, how are you? Oh, I am smashing well, thank you. You have seen Mrs. Hetting? No? Not yet. Ta-ta just now. You are from London? Oh, you are from Cardiff. Oh, that is nice. I was once in Scotland. Thank you. What is that? I would like something for eating. Now, thank you. Oh, Mrs. Entrebus, I am so happy for seeing you. May I present? Here is a nice gentleman from Scotland. This is Mrs. Entrebus from Godalming in Surrey. And how is Mr. Entrebus? And you are still having the so amusing little cat. You remember your little cat? You know, we laugh and talk all the time about this little cat from Mrs. Entrebus. He's the most amusing little animal. Oh, I thought it was your little cat. Are you sure? Well, it was this little cat was sneezing in rhythm to the music of Brahms. He is not sneezing for Mozart. No, not for Shostakovich. No, Puccini. No, no, no. Only Brahms. This was a little black cat with a white under. And when he was going to the piano, this little cat was for sneezing. Oh, you have no little cat and no piano. Oh, isn't that sad? But, you know, I think it was a little cat from England, but we are many places all over. Oh, we are in Melbourne, in Buenos Aires, in San Francisco, in Slough. You know, always we are somewhere. Yes, it's most tiring. Oh, hello. How are you? I am sensational. Thank you. Thank you. No, I do not see Mrs. Hetting yet. I think she is not coming. Where? She is there? Oh, yes, see, Mrs. Entrebus. There she is, Mrs. Hetting, in the doorway, in the purple dress with the Mexican jewelry. Oh, Mrs. Hetting, I am so happy for seeing your jolly old face again. Oh, we would like something for eating, wouldn't we? Now, yes, I would. No, you first. No. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I would like to try one of these little things. Is there an Ishtray?
Wonderful Joyce Grenfell and a piece called Visitor. And before that, a clip from the Clitheroe Kid Show as advertised on television. I hope you enjoyed the little bit of comedy that we had for you for this week. And we will have some more for you around about the same time next week.
I traded a heart full of love for a handful of kisses that you were just throwing away. I traded a lifetime of dreams for a few carefree moments that you felt like wasting that day. If I had known you didn't care, I wouldn't be so blue, 'cause I'd have left my heart at home and played the game like you. I'm hoping that you had your fun, 'cause that handful of kisses has broken my trusting heart in two. Time. You had me fooled for a while, 'cause I thought that you meant it when you said that you would be mine. But now that we have said goodbye, I see the light of day. I had a moment's happiness, but what a price to pay. I traded a heart full of love for a handful of kisses that you were just throwing away.
Oh, hum. Here now. Oh, hum. Skies are very clear now. Oh, hum. Love is near now for you and me. Oh, hum. April showers. Oh, hum. Lots of pretty flowers. Oh, hum. Happy hours for you and me. And you know, all the world is sweet once again. And I want to tell you that heaven is at my feet once again. Yes, sir. Lazy weather. I'm feeling like a feather. Oh, let's get together, just you and me.
Was doing the vocalizations there, and it was his band as well. But on the clarinet, it was the good old Benny Goodman, always like a little bit of Benny Goodman. And before that, Eddie Arnold with A Heart Full of Love for a Handful of Kisses. Now, oh, makes me feel as though I should write a piece of poetry. It's a bit early in the morning, isn't it? Let's see. A Heart Full of Love for a Handful of Kisses. My one dream for you is a lifetime of wishes, that all will be good and none will be bad, so you'll always be happy and never, ever sad. I just made that up. You see, you know, what this program should be on in the daytime, shouldn't it? I mean, you know, that's you and me know about all of this stuff that's going on in the early hours of the morning. I really did just make that up as I went along. Yeah, I know, more music.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1935.
Mm-hmm. gentle and kind, divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil in your eye. Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet if I should lose you, would mean my very life to me. Of all of the queens that ever lived, I chose you.
Nelson Eddy, of course, and Rosemary here on Angel Radio. Now, this is Marnie Nixon and Yvonne Othon and Susie Kay. And you may think, what the hell is he singing about? Well, you'll know about this and you'll know this song of that, I promise.
Gino done to her?
Gino? Why Gino?
Maybe she's just darling up for us. Gracias, querida.
Rosalia, Consuelo, my adorable friends, can you keep a secret?
I'm hot for secrets.
No, I won't tell you.
What?
What?
The poor girl is out of her mind.
I am crazy.
She might be a that. She looks somehow different.
I do.
And I think she is up to something.
I am.
I do. I am. She talks like a parrot.
What is going on with you, Maria?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and gay. And I pity any girl who's in me today. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. Pretty, that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl in that mirror there. Who can that attractive girl be? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me. I feel stunning and entrancing, feel like running and dancing for joy. For a lot, I am pretty.
The craziest girl on the block. You'll know her the minute you see her.
She's the one who is in an advanced state of shock. She thinks she's in love. She thinks she's insane.
La, la, la.
She isn't in love. She's merely insane.
It must be the heat
or some rare disease.
La, la, la. Or too much to eat.
Or maybe it's fleas.
Keep away from her, San Porcino. This is not the Maria we know. Modest and pure, polite and refined.
La, la, la.
Well-bred and mature, and out of her mind.
Miss America, bravo, speech!
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, that the city should give me its key. A committee should be organized to honor me.
La 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 la.
I feel dizzy, I feel sunny, I feel fizzy and funny and fine. And so pretty, Miss America can just resign.
La 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 la.
See the pretty girl in that mirror there.
What mirror? Where?
Who can that attractive girl be?
Which?
What?
Where?
Who? Such a pretty face, such a pretty dress, such a pretty smile, such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me.
Such a pretty me. Such a pretty me. I feel stunning.
I feel stunning.
And then prancing.
And then prancing.
Feel like running.
Feel like running and dancing. A joy for a love by a pretty wonderful boy.
Beautiful stuff. That was, of course, from West Side Story, and that was Marnie Nixon, Yvonne Earthon, and Susie Kay with I Feel Pretty from 1961. And that's it for this edition of the programme. I'll be back round about the same time next week. Until then, I'll leave you with this. Ta-da.
Na vida uma nova canção, cantando só teus olhos, teu riso, tuas mãos. Pois há de haver um dia em que virá das cordas do meu violão, que só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz falar dos beijos perdidos nos lábios teus.